USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. Police say a U.S. service member shot people at random inside a bowling alley in Rockford, Illinois last night.
The shooter was still in the building. No officers fired their weapons that we know of at this point.
As Rockford's police chief Dan O'Shea, police identified the shooter today as 37-year-old Duke Webb. He's charged with multiple counts of first-degree murder and attempted first-degree murder. Three people were killed and three others wounded. There is no word on the motive. Webb is from Florida and was on active duty in the U.S. Army. He's being held in the Winnebago County Jail without bond and is scheduled to make his first court appearance on Monday. 63-year-old Anthony Quinn Warner, who's said to be paranoid with 5G technology, has been named a person of interest in the bombing in downtown Nashville on Christmas morning. Federal agents have raided a home tied to Warner. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a great thing to consider doing right now before the end of the year. Call MediShare and find out just how much you would save by switching to MediShare, the affordable alternative to health insurance. When you call, you'll get some good news and probably be very happily surprised, too. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. It's so worth it to at least find out. And you'll see why more than 400,000 people are already members. MediShare is a Christian community that shared more than $4 billion in each other's healthcare costs. It really is remarkable, and they're very easy to talk to. And here's the thing. If you join before the end of the year, they'll waive your new member fee. That's another $170 you'll save. I'll give you the number here in a second. The call, and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is December 31st, so call now. You'll save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Early action in Week 16 of the NFL saw the Chiefs avoid a scare against the Falcons, winning 17-14. Kansas City is now 14-1 on the season. The Ravens down the Giants 27-13 for their 10th win. The Bears take it to the Jaguars 41-17. The Bengals wrangle the Texans 37-31. The Jets beat the Browns 23-16. And the Steelers come from behind in the fourth quarter to get past the Colts 28-24 for their 12th win. The Titans meet the Packers in Green Bay on Sunday Night Football. The Clippers without Kawhi Leonard get blown out in the first half by the Mavericks. LA scored just 27 points in the first half, and Dallas poured it on, leading 77-27 at intermission. Leonard is missing today's game after getting elbowed in the mouth on Friday by teammate Serge Ibaka and getting stitches. Australian golf legend Greg Norman is back at home. He was admitted to a hospital in Florida on Christmas Day with COVID-19 symptoms. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
All foreign nationals who are not residents of Japan will not be allowed to enter the country starting Monday, the Japanese government announced late Saturday. These new restrictions will be in place through the end of January due to the spread of a new variant of the coronavirus that's said to be more contagious. There have been 7 confirmed cases in 2 days from people returning to Japan from Britain. Japanese nationals and resident foreigners will be required to show proof of a negative test within 72 hours of their flight and must self-quarantine for 14 days. Also starting Monday, passengers flying into the U.S. from Britain will be required to get a negative COVID-19 test within 3 days of their trip. A sobering statistic on the coronavirus from USA Radio's Dan Naraki.
The United States has reached a grim milestone in the fight against coronavirus, as 1 in 1,000 Americans have died of COVID-19. According to data from Johns Hopkins University, the total number of people who have died from COVID since the beginning of the pandemic topped 331,000 on Saturday, with December becoming the deadliest month this year. Nearly 60,000 people have succumbed to the virus this month. Health officials have warned that a continued surge after the holidays could raise the death toll to over 400,000 by early next year. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A 5.3 magnitude earthquake shook eastern Turkey on Sunday morning. It was felt in several provinces. There are no reports of casualties or damage. More than 150 people in Turkey this year have been killed by earthquakes. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.